Of all the records that you made with NRBQ, is there favorites that you have?
I like the ones that are more solid to me. Yankee Stadium, Scraps, Workshop, Kick Me Hard. What's the other one? It's got Tiddlywinks. And All Hopped Up is pretty good, too. We did that. We recorded that at Fania in New York City.
Where?
Fania. Latin label.
Oh, Fania.
Fania All-Stars.
Oh, okay.
It was in Channel 9 in that building.
Are there songs in particular that stand out? I mean, that's pretty much the whole NRBQ catalog from when you were with the band, isn't it, that you just listed?
Yeah, I'm when I look back on it, I'm loving everything that I hear lately. At the time, I'd be pissed because we weren't commercial enough, but when I look back on it, now that I don't have to not make a living, now that I don't have to not make a living, it's all really good.
Ha ha ha! got streetwise education and my mean scary looks, but it got me where I am today, wherever that may be. But I feel the urge growing to keep you company. Get my message loud and clear, I know what I'm saying. I go to the school of hard knocks and I'm breathing.
It's all really good, but it was a lousy life, you know, as far as living, you're in bars all the time, and I was smashed out of my mind, coked up, and finally in 91, I just decided I was going to clean up and stay in the band another 2 years, but I wasn't smiling much after 91, because it was pretty much the same songs and pretty much playing the same places. They're still there.
That's your mystery box version of People.
It is.
Would you explain the mystery box and this version of People?
The magic box.
The magic box.
Yeah. We would put out the milk crate and let people just throw pencils and paper out there and let them request anything they wanted, and we'd have to play it no matter what it was. But sometimes we didn't know what the song was, so we just made it up what was on the piece of paper. And I think Terry just said, "People!" So that's, and it just happened like that. You know, it's spontaneous, as you can probably tell. The B-side of Me and the Boys.
People who need people, they're the luckiest people in the world. One person, one very special person, and yet letting our feelings hide all the deep
bleed inside. Acting more like children than children. One person, one very special person, says you are, have not your home. Yes, you are, have, you're not your home. A person who needs people. People need people. Are the luckiest people in the
It's quite a performance.
Thank you.
How much of the song did you know?
Nothing. I knew people who need people. That was it. The luckiest people in the world. But it gets to where the point where we're talking about it here. So it's, you know, it made a lasting impression for sure. We did a lot of things that had a lasting impression on very few people. But it was the best band going.
Well, this has been just great having you in the basement record library.
Well, I like it down here. I'm not leaving. I'm staying here. Thanks, Joel.
This is Joel Selvin. I will be back again next week. We'll see about Al. Selvin on the City is brought to you this week and every week by the fabulous folks at Amoeba Music of Berkeley, San Francisco, and Hollywood. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop me a line at joelselvin@aol.com. I'll be back again next week. Meanwhile, my thanks to our incredible guest this week in the Basement Record Library, Big Al Anderson.
Regret one single moment. It's been one hell of a ride. I count myself among the fortunate ones. Made it to the other side. Lucky for me, I didn't go too far. I turned around before the end of the line. It took a while to get here, but I'm right on. Thank you.
you know.